You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
And welcome to the program, everyone. I am Andres, and in this episode, it's been a while since I last done a Local Broker Reacts episode, so I figured, you know what, why don't I do one on one of my favorite YouTube channels called Dorkly. Dorkly, if you're not familiar with them, they do 8-bit video game cartoon skits. So they're based off video games. It could be Super Mario, it could be Zelda slash Link. Who else? My goodness, Pokemon. That's the big one, Pokemon. They're really, really funny. And they had done one a bunch of years ago, and the algorithm refed me this because I guess it realized that, hey, you're looking at episodes you used to enjoy in the past, and here's one that you missed out on. And the algorithm fed me this, like, oh my goodness, this is perfect. I have to do it. Now, the episode, for those of you watching at www.dangerousgover.com, you can just scroll down. I'll leave the embedded clip of the Dorkly bit because it's about 1 minute 20 seconds, but it's not my video, so there will be interruptions on this. So bear with me, please. But if you want to see it uninterrupted, by all means, I suggest you go to the show notes to accompany this episode. And I'll be leaving links to Dorkly and the one that actually produces these episodes called Lowbrow Studios. These two YouTube channels that I recommend that you follow for, you know, just comedy gold, especially if you're like me and you love retro games and you grew up with Mario and played Pokemon on Game Boy. That was just fun times. But anyway, so I want to dive right into this one. Let's react to this episode called Video Game Realtor. Come on, I just had to. All right, let's go for it.
Very spacious, lots of rooms and levels for the kids or potential hostages. We've got built-in warp zones for your convenience.
It is very nice.
And did you see the flowing coins everywhere? I mean, this place practically pays for itself.
Ooh, I love the X.
Probably best not to touch that.
If you don't recognize that, come on. That was Super Mario Brothers, the final castle boss battle with Bowser. So if you're not familiar with what the X does, let's keep watching. I think this next property that the realtor is showing is Qbert. I think that's what it's called, right?
This owner was a bit eccentric, but there are plenty of lights and it's handicap accessible.
ADA compliant, American Disability Act compliant. All right, this other one, I think the background looks a lot like Street Fighter.
I know you like the Asian theme, and just look at that hot tub. Now, how flexible are you on the roommate situation?
Okay, so before Mario was Super Mario, he was known as Jumpman. So unless you play the arcade game where this giant gorilla is throwing barrels and you're supposed to dodge the barrels and go up the ladders that work to get to the top and save, oh my goodness, what is her name? Oh, this is really going to eat me. What is her name? I'll get back to it. If I remember, I'll put in the subtitles here. Okay. But yeah, this was the original one, Jumpman, to get with Donkey Kong before he got his own video game.
Walk up plenty of giant barrels, oil heat, and...
I'm a little concerned about the ferocious ape and that woman.
Well, if you are a do-it-yourselfer, and by the looks of Mr. Peterson here, you are, you just need to reach the top floor and rescue her. It should subdue the beast temporarily.
This realtor is agent of the month, or probably agent of the year.
Bit of a fixer-upper, but there is some great history here. You see those rusty meat hooks? They used to hang the condemned on them, and then the hooks would be slowly lowered into the acid below. It was a pretty popular form of punishment. Plus, central air.
Ooh, nice. Ooh,
central air.
Rust.
I'm sorry, I can't tell you how many times I've seen this clip, but that's the realtor's job. I'm not saying I do this, okay? But it's called huffing and puffing in our industry. Well, it's called puffing, actually. I say huffing and puffing because the whole the huff and I'll puff Three Little Pigs story with that's also real estate related. Well, puffing is like, oh my goodness, look at this. I actually had an experience where I was selling a duplex. This was my first duplex that I was selling in South Central Los Angeles. And it had the original kitchen, made out of real wood, whereas nowadays not all kitchens are made out of wood unless you're willing to pay for that premium, that craftsmanship. Well, the first buyer that ended up putting an offer I knew they were not going to commit to the purchase because they were doing it by force, it seemed. Their realtor was really pushing them. He walks in and is like, oh, yeah, very nice, very nice. It's a bit antiquated, and they were looking for something more modern-esque. And the people that went in are like, I don't know. And when they went to the kitchen, they said, oh, look at this. The guy was trying to sell them on a property they didn't want. And he got them to open escrow, never committed to the deposit. We're about to sue him. But ultimately, you know what? The seller said, just let's cancel escrow, let them go away. They dragged their feet for over a week trying to turn in the deposit that was due within 3 days. And then when they finally started turning in paperwork, within 45 minutes of sending notice of escrow cancellation, they signed it. Yeah, so that happens in our industry. And this realtor is really driving it home. Oh, in case you didn't know, that last one was the Mortal Kombat level.
Stick very cozy.
I think we've made our decision.
Our first home. Oh, this must be our neighbor.
Hi, we're the Peterson. Ah!
Wait, come on. You never asked about that lake of lava that was underneath? What, it's not like it's a freaking pool. But that's what happens when you pull the axe. Like, what happened when you pull the axe? Like, oh, don't touch that. And it's like, yeah, they're not even around to sue the realtor anymore. That's it. This is a really funny one. And if you're not familiar with Dorkly, oh my goodness, just check out Mario Goes Berserk. That's canon, okay? Anyway, thank you so much for watching today's episode of the program. However you're digesting this on YouTube, Rumble, Odyssey, if you're watching or you're listening on the podcast director of your choice, like, share, and subscribe. I would really appreciate that. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the next one.